Good morning, everybody. We're going to start off like yesterday, although I'm going to admit to a little with just a story from Megan Gibbos Olam, from my Rebbe Sefer, which is stories of Gedolim we could take something out of, just very, very briefly for a few minutes. We'll go over that. I told a lie yesterday. I said I'm going to pick up a random story each day. But today, since we were just Messiah and Makos earlier, so I wanted to tell the story that has something to do with Messiah and Makos. So maybe the rest of the days will open up at random to a random page. But today, I wanted to choose out specifically this story. Again, a little bit of an inspiration to tell you there's more than one way to do things. There's more than one mahalach. But also, again, the important points that are going to come out of the story. So the story goes as follows. So he writes over here, says, there is not only, and this is really what we're talking about, not only a chiyuv of kavod lomdei Torah, right? Not only is there kavod that we have to show to someone who learns Torah, to a talmid chacham, like we're talking about standing up, sitting down, so we're going to learn today. But also, says there's not only kavod to a person who learns Torah. Not only kavod to around 12. You can come and go as you wish, though.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Not only is there a kavod to a sefer Torah which you stand up for, but says Rav Shurkin, there is kavod to the actual words of Torah themselves. What does that mean? So he talks about. He says, I found two different approaches to this. Here are my two different approaches, and he tells us the following stories. There were two great gedolim. One was by the name of Rav Naftali Trump, was a ram in the Radin Yeshiva, and a huge, huge lamdim, Chidushi HaGranat. His Chidushim are unbelievable. He's known as the Granat. Okay, that was his name, Rav Naftali Trump. And a tremendous, tremendous lamdim. Anyways, he says the Granat was known to be a very calm, nice, friendly, warm person. That was his personality. He's like one of these Rebbeim, the beer. Oh, so geschmack, so friendly, so nice. And he says there was the following minhag when he was in Radin. And Radin, the minhag was, if you had a chasen, if you had a wedding, the chasen would get up and give a drasha. Again, a shtickle Torah would say over a shtickle Torah. And the minhag was, you don't stop the chasen. His hair could be on fire, you don't stop him. You let him finish what he has to say. You don't interrupt. No interrupting the chasen. Okay, and the Granat, again, we know it's so nice and calm. Anyways, he goes to one of his Talmidim's weddings, and the guy's up there giving a lumdish drash, back and forth and back, and the Granat sees he's saying things which are, like, off the wall. He said something which was not right. And he says, Umiyad tzak ha-Granat, b'lilachus klal al-kvod ha-chazan, sheker v'chazav. The Granat gets up, he starts screaming at him, false! Liar! That's not pshat in the Gemara. And everyone was like thinking, like, it's as if like the guy, like, killed someone, you know, like he's making a big fuss in the middle of the thing. But this was the Granat held that the kavod of the words of Torah to say something blatantly false and wrong pshat, you have to get up and be mocha. That's what the Granat felt. By the way, he notes, and it was the reverse also. If a chassan was saying pshat, or anybody was saying pshat, they came to the Granat and they told him, this is pshat in the sugya. And if he didn't think of it, he would say, oh my gosh, you're right. Thank you so much for telling me the correct shot in the sugya. And then, after that, at some point, he would start to feel terrible. How could it be that I didn't do this shot in the sugya? I can't believe I missed it. But the point was, he was machshav very, very much his divrei Torah. He says, however, you have the opposite approach as well. And this is why I said I wanted to say over the story today, because it has a makos tinge to it, that there was a Sheva Brachos at Yeshiva at Masifta Tiferes Yerushalayim, MTJ, which was Rav Moshe's Yeshiva. And the Chassin was getting up and was giving a drasha, a very bekiyistic drasha, saying, this is here, and this is this, and this is this, and this is this, pulling out all these wild sources. And then Rav Moshe was at this Chassin's Tish. And Rav Moshe was sitting there, and every time, you know, this is what Rav Moshe looked like. Because the Chassin would say something, Rav Moshe nodding his head, smiling. And he says, the chassan begins to quote another raya from a different gemara. First he brings from Baba Vasra Daf Kuf Gimel. And then he brings from Ksuvas Daf Kuf Bav. And then he brings from Makos Tzadi Zayin. Now, for those of you who didn't learn Makos with me, Makos has approximately how many davim? So it ends on Chaf Dalet, so 23 daf. Makos Daf Tzadi Zayin would be Makos 97. And so Rav Shurkin looks over at Rav Moshe, and he sees Vistakalti b'fanav hakdoshos shel hagon Rav Moshe Feinsteinzal shekimat rega hifsik milahanim baroshu v'achach himshim himshich lahanim kederko kemaskim. paused, and then he just continued to go, smile and nod, smile and nod. Why? He felt, again, the kavod of the chasen, the kavod of the lomdei Torah, even though this person was saying absolute garbage. He's quoting a Gemara that doesn't exist. How could you have makos daf tzadi zayin? Nevertheless, Rav Moshe felt that's the right way to go. Anyway, so nice story, inspiration, and now we'll start the shiur on a separate recording. So